niggas' legs are finally closed to married men, or are they? Insiders say her homewrecking days are over, and she's finally found love on a two-way street. Now, she's reportedly dating her Broadway co-star, Duel Hill, who reached the end of his 9-year marriage. Sounds a little suspect to me, but Fantasia allegedly claims that the divorce papers were already in motion when they met. But that's not the story this man's ex-wife is telling. You know what, and I don't blame Fantasia. She needs a man with some money, because this child got 2 houses in foreclosure this morning. Whoops! You know what? There's a mandatory drug rehabilitation program in operation for a rapper known as Chief Keef, and that's in his immediate future. Now, as soon as he's done with that 90 days, he's also facing mandatory child support. Yes, that's right. Now, Chief Keef allegedly told a judge this week that he was sexually assaulted by a 27-year-old woman when he was just 16 years old in hopes of talking his way out of more child support payments for his new daughter, Kamara, a second daughter, that is. You know what? And then he had the nerve to allegedly tell the judge being sexually assaulted took all the fun out of making a baby. Is he a damn fool or what? And in closing news, actress Idris Elba, you know, really knows how to handle his scandal. Yes, that's right. Now, several flight attendants alleged that he had an actual seizure while flying the Friendly Skies, but his publicist later said that he had an asthma attack. Strangely enough, earlier in the month, he told GQ magazine that he used to struggle with drug abuse and damn near tried every street drug available. Kind of reminds you of rapper Lil Wayne and singer Tyrese's string of blackouts and unusual seizures, and they claim to be drug-free too, child. So you do the math. You'll find more on these stories at the RussParMorningShow.com.